Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's JR here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 1 hour left in this first show. Thank you for swinging on by. Joining me here on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. It's probably where you are at right now while we wait for things to get better. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage, push a button, get mortgage. It's good to be here with you. One more hour until Miss Amy Lawrence comes over and takes over. Amy Lawrence always gets the job done. And a big shout out to Mr. Damon John from Shark Tank for joining us earlier in the show. A few minutes ago, we just had Channing Frye, NBA champion with the Cleveland Cavaliers, current analyst for NBA TV and NBC Sports up in the Pacific Northwest. Thank you, Channing Frye, for coming through. It's a big man. He was a big man shooting before big man shooting became a thing. Channing actually knocked down some big shots to help the Cleveland Cavaliers go ahead and win that championship. Shout outs to Channing Frye. Appreciate it. So much to try and do with no sports. If you're just tuning in, if you're not familiar with myself, as I said, I'm JR. You can catch me here, CBS Sports Radio, starting at 10 p.m. Monday through Friday on the East Coast. You can start listening at 7 p.m. Pacific time on the West Coast. And, you know, this is a show that's going to be inclusive of everybody. It's not just going to be me. I'm not going to sit here and say I know it all. I'm not just going to talk because I like to hear myself. I want to know what you all think. I want to know your opinions. I come from online. I've worked and produced, and I believe the people are the drivers. There's nobody who comes on CBS Sports Radio, nobody who you watch on TV. There is nobody if the listeners don't have a connection. This is your show. The JR Sport Brief is your show. Please keep that in mind. You can actually find me online, and I will respond to you at JR Sport Brief on Twitter and Instagram, where I'm very active, and you can call up anytime, okay? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS, and we will get you here on the radio. Now, we've spent some time talking about Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, and I said, yeah, good for Bill Belichick letting Tom Brady walk. Let Bill Belichick be a great leader. Treat everybody the same. And, you know, you can't just look out for one guy's interest and say, hey, let's add him for 2 years and let him go. And also, thank you, Tom Brady, for being the most exciting thing to go on in the world of sports while there is no sports. It looks like the International Olympic Committee is actually going to go forth and delay the games until next year. That word has gotten out. Thank you, Dick Pound, for sharing that information. And now the IOC says, we didn't say that. We said we're going to wait a month. So we vacillate, or the IOC vacillates on what actually is going to happen. It makes no sense to hold the Olympics. The athletes cannot prepare. I don't think the countries are ready. I don't know if Asia is ready. I mean, we've heard it from countries all over the world, the United States, Canada, France. Everybody's like, no, we're not going. We're not going to do it. It doesn't make sense. And then you have Travis Frederick, a center for the Dallas Cowboys, who decides to walk away. Shout outs to Kyrie Irving for his donations while everybody's kind of on lockdown and trying to stay safe right now. So there's a lot of things going on in the sports world that continue to go on. A lot of it has to deal with philanthropy and free agency. And I don't know if Kim Kardashian versus Taylor Swift is a fight, but that is something that I'm starting to see bubble. I think Kim Kardashian just called Taylor Swift a liar about a video with Kanye West. That might be the most entertaining thing. I mean, if we can get them into a fight in the hills, I think that's something a lot of people would pay attention to. But meanwhile, online, we're seeing a lot of things go on. Jamal Murray is accidentally posting photos or videos, inappropriate things, and then apologizes for it. We see TikTok has continued to explode. LeBron James and his family are just dancing, just all over the place. Giannis Antetokounmpo shows that he cannot play the guitar. I didn't know that they make guitars big enough for Giannis's hands. And then Patty Mills comes from the San Antonio Spurs and shows, hey, I can actually play the guitar. And then even earlier today, I saw Fernando Tatis Jr. of the San Diego Padres. You know, you can't go out there and play baseball. What are you going to do? You're going to pick up MLB The Show, the video game, and you're just going to hit home runs as yourself. That is the world that we're living in right now. We're actually watching the athletes. I actually saw a video today of Damian Lillard being interviewed or interviewing CJ McCollum. The two of them going back and forth. We're all pretty much trying to stay safe. We're all trying to keep our family members safe. And it's real interesting to see what the world looks like in 2020 when we're all connected via our devices. When you can pop open your phone or your computer or your laptop or your tablet and be connected to anybody in the world and still be entertained. Can you imagine where we would be if we were in, let's say, back in 1995? 1996 before, 97, 98, 99, 2000, before everybody primarily had a device or a computer or some type of Wi-Fi connected in their house, what we would be doing? I don't think we'd be seeing Michael Jordan on social media. He'd be, probably in playing Russian roulette in his giant mansion somewhere. So this is a time for us to connect, but it should also be a time for pretty much all of us to go out and learn. And I opened up the show, and I want to repeat this. It's a good time to take an inventory of what you're doing. I mean, if you ever picked up a video game, if you ever played in GM mode, if you ever played, multiple seasons, you got to start cutting guys. And this is what general managers, this is what Bill Belichick does all the time. You gotta cut the fat from now, every now and then. You got to think about what you're going to do for the future. And while we're all, quote unquote, stuck at home, while we're all trying to figure out what we want to do for the future, this is an ideal time to do that. You got something going on in your garage? Well, go ahead and clean that bad boy up. Can't go anywhere. Where you going? You going to work? Okay, if you haven't spent the appropriate time with your children, well, guess what? Now you ain't got no choice. Spend some time with them. Figure out what they like to do. Do some of that e-learning and that virtual learning, what they want to do. When it's time to go back to school, make sure your kids have done their homework, okay? Be an absentee parent. Get along with your spouse. Learn to talk to them. You're forced to. You have no choice right now. Where are you going to go? The other lady's house? Don't do that. That's a bad idea. Do not do that. You will end up like Jamal Murray. Don't do that. This is the perfect time to take an inventory of who you are and what you want to do and just what you want out of life. Every now and then, you got to take a couple steps backwards to go forward. So when we come up after the next break, I want to replay the interview that we did earlier on in the show with Damon John, because Damon pretty much broke down how you should be branding yourself. You don't have to be Alex Rodriguez. And oh my goodness, Alex Rodriguez has had the biggest comeback, I think, of anybody. This guy sat on television and lied through his teeth. And then he came back and said, oh, I'm sorry, I lied. And now everybody loves him. He's playing in the backyard with Jennifer Lopez and his kids and her kids. And he's doing Sunday Night Baseball and he's doing TV. And all of a sudden, You know, it's just like, hey, there's A-Rod again. And nobody even talks about how much of a cheater and a liar he was. Sorry to remind everybody. That's branding. LeBron James, the businessman, the family man, the athlete, the ordinary regular guy from Akron. That's branding. Giannis Antetokounmpo, a Greek Nigerian MVP here in the United States of America, damaging rims and going to the hoop at will. That's America. That's branding. It's the land of opportunity here. And regardless of how you feel about how people say things on one end of an aisle or another, nobody could take away what we have here in the United States and the opportunities that we are afforded. It's just a matter of what we do with them and how we use our time and how we utilize our resources. So we're going to talk to Damon about what we can do, because I could tell you this much. You know, when I go online or I turn on my television set, I'm tired of, you know, like I'm disappointed. I see Rob Gronkowski. And granted, Rob Gronkowski has been retired. He may be another reason that the New England Patriots are deciding to what appears to be a full rebuild. I get it. But then on the other hand, I don't want to see him hosting an empty WrestleMania. I like LeBron and I think his family is awesome, but I don't want to see LeBron doing TikTok. I think it's a good time for us to enjoy the entertainment, but then also do some building ourselves. There's no doubt about that. So when we come back from break, we're going to talk to Damon John from Shark Tank and get his thoughts on how we can also improve and be better. But we're going to go to the phone lines real quick before we do that. The CBS Sports Radio toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, is sponsored by GEICO. Doesn't matter whether you own or rent, GEICO makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so go ahead and get a quote at GEICO.com. It's extremely easy. And let's check in with Rick, calling in from South Carolina. Rick, you are on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, man, I know we already talked about it with the Bill Belichick-Brady situation, but I kind of wanted to put my two cents in, if that's okay.
No, Rick, it's not okay. You know what's okay? You can put 5 cents in, Rick. Go ahead.
You know what? I'm going to put my 5 cents in, because here's what I have to say. The quarterback position, honestly, financially in the NFL, is the most overrated position in the NFL. Everybody talks about how this is not a one-man team. This is an 11-man team. And I'm a lifelong Packers fan, and my biggest thing is Aaron Rodgers talks about winning right now, yet he takes a $35 million a year contract. How the fuck are they? Excuse me.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, man. What is potty mouth. Well, you know, he just wanted man, he's very passionate about that. Well, what you need to do is you need to ask Aaron Rodgers for some money, okay? Just do that. This is something that we all have to remember. Athletics and sports is a business. It's very simple. You're going to get paid. Let's remove the money out of it. The quarterback gets paid the most money because he is the most important position. He has the football in his hands every single offensive possession. And there's a big difference between a Jameis Winston and a Tom Brady. It's very simple. There's a difference between a Pat Mahomes and a Tyrod Taylor. There's certain guys who you trust with the football, and those guys get paid the big bucks. And some guys, you know, are hit and miss. You can look at Kirk Cousins and say, oh, man, how did he get all of that money? Well, you know, they're very few. You can look at half of the quarterbacks in the NFL and say, you know what, that guy, he got to go. Or that guy, if you're starting him, you know it's a 50-50 chance you're going to lose or win. But there's certain quarterbacks who you know. You put them out there, you got a 70 to 75% chance of winning. And that's the difference. That's the difference. So I'm sorry that unfortunately some people don't understand that about Tom Brady. I don't particularly like the guy, but you have to respect the greatness of the man. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. That is correct. Going to be here with you for about another 20 minutes. Amy Lawrence is going to take over in 20 minutes. Thank you to everybody who hopped on to this first edition, this first JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. It's been a cool night. Much love. Thank you, Damon John from Shark Tank, for calling in. Thank you, Channing Frye, NBA champion, NBA TV analyst, for calling in. Appreciate you. I see you, John, from Wisconsin. We're going to get you on the line in a few seconds. If you want to call up before I get out of here, I will be back tomorrow, every single weekday, 10 p.m. Eastern time, okay? 7 p.m. Pacific. You can listen to the JR Sport Brief. You can call me, 855-212. That's for CBS if you want to catch me before I get out of here when Amy swings back through. If you want to talk to me outside of when I'm on air, or even when I'm on air, I check my Twitter right now, at JR Sport Brief, on Twitter, on Instagram. I actually just posted that hideous Rams logo. It's like, there's nothing innovative about this. It's like they looked at the Chargers logo and said, we're in LA and let's just kind of change it a little bit. It's not inspiring. And you can see that on my Twitter, at JR Sport Brief. I said, Rams or Chargers? What is this? The Los Angeles Rams. I need some people from LA to call me up and tell me how folks feel about the football teams out there. I definitely know people do not care about the Chargers. I still want to call them the San Diego Chargers. I feel bad for, you know, a lot of the teams in California, especially even up in the Bay. Why are we moving all the teams from Oakland? That's upsetting. I was actually on television. I was on NBA TV a few weeks ago when we had basketball, and I called the Golden State Warriors the San Francisco Warriors. And, of course, I had to correct myself because I was on television. But that's exactly what they are. And then you want to move the A's, and now the Raiders are no longer the Oakland Raiders. They're in Las Vegas. There's just so much beauty in California. I mean, how much football can you have? How much are people actually going to pay attention? It's crazy. I'm going to run through some quick stories and things that are going on, but I want to open up the phone lines. Let's get to John from Wisconsin. John is calling here with us on the Geico line. Whether you own or rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. So what you want to do? You want to get a quote at geico.com. It's extremely easy. Let's check in with John from Wisconsin. John, you're on CBS Sports Radio. How are you?
I'm pretty exhausted, JR. How you doing?
I'm good. Why are you exhausted, man? I mean, why? Don't be tired.
I work at a grocery distribution warehouse, my friend.
Oh, man, and you are doing the people, the work of the people right now. Thank you so much, John. I know it's some rough going out there, but thank you so much.
It's been upwards of 12 hours a day. At the moment, I'm looking at possibly 100 hours this week. Let's just say, you guys buy all the toilet paper you possibly can.
Well,
I don't
understand
it. Respiratory disease, but.
Well, as long as you don't have to calm anybody down in the store from going a little bit too hard trying to get a hold of the toilet paper, I think you're doing good. But this is one thing I know and have learned in life, John. When you do good things and when you put out the work and when you sacrifice and you give to the community, most times, you know, it generally comes back. So I thank you again, John, for what you're doing. I know grocery stores is just about one of the only few things that are open. Go get some food. Go get some fuel. That's what we're doing. When you haven't been in that store, have you been able to enjoy some of the replays that have been on television? I know you're listening here on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you. How are you coping with no live sports?
Well, to tell you the truth, I haven't watched anything. My literal life has been at that warehouse. Just you name it. But I'm a lifelong Packers fan, love the Bucks, Badgers. I'm excited for hopefully a good season from the Brewers. But all in all, when I get home, I'm throwing on 20 minutes worth of football or basketball, thank you very much to the NBA, NFL, and NHL networks for opening up their libraries to all of us.
That is correct.
And that's a good... I'm passing out because I spend, like I said, 12 plus a day lifting, turning, you name it, throwing on a pallet. What you see at Walmart in the middle of the night, people, there are people in this world that are doing that every day to help keep you and yours fed, safe, and comfortable.
Thank you so much.
I just wanted to make sure that got out. And a big shout out to anybody out there like me who's going through something that, well, we've never seen before.
Got it.
In the U.S. and probably around the world.
Well, thank you, John, for calling up. Appreciate you, man. Well, John hit the nail on the head. There's a lot of people who are doing the work. You know, that food doesn't just end up on those grocery shelves. So, you know, while we're at home kind of doing work and working with the kids and working with our spouses and our families and trying to keep everybody safe, there are people who are going out there to kind of make sure that we can kind of live off the essentials. You know, so thank you for that. Let's kind of keep things rolling here on CBS Sports Network. We're going to check in with Rich from Maryland. If you want to call up before I get out of here, 855-212-4CBS. Rich from Maryland, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to talk about the Cowboys player that's going to retire because he had Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Yeah, let's talk about Travis. I mean, it's unfortunate that he's had to, you know, kind of hang him up before he even hit 30. I believe he's 29 years old. That's, you know, that Cowboys offensive line is, they don't make them like that. Those guys, those some hogs. Those some big dudes.
Yeah, they're. I had actually had Guillain-Barré syndrome about 11 years ago.
Wow.
And it's a pretty debilitating thing. Mm-hmm. Basically, your immune system attacks its own body. And I think I heard like 90% of the people that get it end up on the machines that help you breathe. Can't think of it right now. Sorry.
Wow. Well, no, it's okay. I mean, let's put it this way. I hope that's not the case for Mr. Frederick. I hope that he can go on and continue to live a full life. And, you know, there's a lot of times that you gotta evaluate where you are in life. I'm pretty sure if he's managed his money, which I'm sure he has.
Yeah, I hope he has.
He doesn't have to, you know, he's comfortable enough making that decision. Thank you, Rich, for calling up. You have a good night, okay?
You do.
Cheers. Now, you know, if you manage your money, if you manage your life, if you live within your means, you know, there's no reason that he shouldn't be comfortable. This is someone in Travis who's been one of the best centers in the NFL the past several years. Someone who's been to Pro Bowls. You know, he missed the season, I believe, 2 years ago, came back last year, and then picked up exactly where he left off. But he needed to make a decision that was best for himself and his family. And that's something that we all need to evaluate right now. You don't have to be an NFL center to start thinking about your future. You don't have to be an athlete. You don't have to be a multimillionaire to think about how to best provide for your family and set things up. And speaking of Travis Frederick retiring, you know, there was also some news not too long ago that the NFL doctors, the NFL Physicians Society, is actually going to be discontinuing physicals for players while we go through these times, and they're going to stop until things are safe. Chief doctor said, "We believe it is not in the interest of the players nor the team's medical staffs to continue to perform these physicals." So I think what you will probably see is, you know, just we all pretty much know the announcements. A lot of teams haven't put out the formal announcements. And what I hope doesn't happen is that we get to a point in time where some of these contracts are rescinded because players did not pass physicals. And when players have more time, you would think everybody's staying in shape. but you would also think that would open them up to being more susceptible to injury. It's unfortunate even that a lot of the pre-draft visits are not going to take place for a lot of prospects. So, you know, that's actually going to change things for a lot of players who are hoping to make it in to the NFL. So that's unfortunate on that end of things. The NFL Physician Society and those doctors are no longer, for the time being, they're not going to conduct any more of those physicals. The Olympics, as I continue on this rundown, just shut the thing down already. What is the point of having the Olympic Games if it's not the best of the best? If the athletes from around the world are not in their peak? Right now, we're told not to gather. We're told not to go into athletic facilities. Gyms are closed all across the globe. But we're just going to slap together the Olympics? I understand what Dick Pound said in saying that, okay, it's going to be postponed. Well, the IOC came back and said, well, we just told you guys yesterday we're going to wait a month before we make our decision. And the reality is the decision should have been made probably a few weeks ago. We don't need to have an Olympics this year. It would be great to have an Olympics, but it would also be great to get things back to normalcy in the United States and all over the world. And kudos to all of the countries who have basically said, you know what, we need to postpone this. And it shouldn't even be a discussion any further. Jameis Winston, speaking of a few seconds ago of NFL players being affected by, not being able to travel to teams, not being able to take physicals to complete their contracts. Jameis Winston is pushing a truck. It's like he's pushing a minivan up a hill. And it's video that or photo that he posted online. I don't know how Jameis Winston pushing a truck is going to prevent him from throwing another 30 interceptions next season. I mean, he's probably going to have to sit around somewhere as a backup. And the last thing he needs to do is end up pulling his back. I'm glad he had the LASIK surgery. But I don't know how proving that he can push a truck is going to prove to anybody that he can't throw the football to the wrong team. Peyton Manning, speaking of quarterbacks, he was a pretty good quarterback until he got up there in age. Peyton Manning is not going to be joining Monday Night Football. He's declined the offer, okay, from ESPN to go ahead and participate. And can you blame him? It's Peyton Manning. He can go out there and do what he wants. I mean, I'm pretty sure he's not counting the money in Tony Romo's pocket to continue with us on CBS. But the fact remains that Peyton Manning, he's on every commercial. He already has a deal with ESPN where he's going behind the scenes and interviewing a lot of players. Peyton Manning doesn't need to work another day in his life. I'm pretty sure he doesn't want to be produced. I'm pretty sure he wants to go when he wants. I'm pretty sure he doesn't want the commitment. Big shout outs to Peyton Manning. You know, maybe, Tom Brady follows in his footsteps. Tom Brady is someone else that when he's done, when he's retired, I could see Tom Brady doing business moves, not necessarily doing announcing. Tony Romo does great, but just every quarterback doesn't need to be in front of a microphone. You know, there were talks of Drew Brees, if Drew Brees didn't retire, that we were going to put him on a broadcast. No, thank you. I'll pass. You know, not everybody is cut out for all of the talking. And speaking of that, someone who is not cut out, and it's going to be very interesting to see what he does, happens to be Rob Gronkowski. Rob Gronkowski, for everyone out there who is a fan of wrestling, is going to be hosting WrestleMania. And I don't know if I'll be able to sit through that for 2 days. But something that you can count on is that I will be back with you tomorrow night on the second edition of the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you for everybody for making this first show a success. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. I look forward to catching up with you again tomorrow. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.